from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. As the war between Israel and Hamas closes in on its seventh month, Hamas releasing a video showing two of its hostages speaking under duress. One of those hostages, American Keith Siegel, who grew up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, before moving to Israel. The video ramping up pressure on Israel to reach a deal with Hamas.
Keith's wife, Aviva Siegel, was also taken hostage, but was released as part of the initial deal. She appeared in a video alongside their two daughters after the release of that new hostage video. His daughter, Ilan Siegel, saying, "Seeing my father today only emphasizes to all of us how much we must reach a deal as soon as possible and bring everyone home. I demand that the leaders of this country watch this video and see their father crying out for help."
That's ABC's Tom George in Raleigh. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on university campuses across the country. At Columbia University of New York, where the encampment of students remains, disrupting finals and graduation ceremonies, this student, not connected to the demonstration, says,
"It's just incredibly sad and disruptive. I think both sides have, extremely valid points, and it's really unfair to every single person on this campus. What's happening?"
The administration says it's working to try and resolve the situation with student demonstrators. Harvey Weinstein in the hospital in New York City after he arrived at a city jail following a decision by the state's highest court to vacate his 2020 rape conviction. Weinstein's attorney says he's undergoing testing and that he's had a number of health problems. Weinstein's conviction in New York may be vacated, but he's still convicted on similar crimes in California. The cleanup just beginning in the suburbs of Omaha, Nebraska, where a powerful tornado flattened homes on Friday. Jason Sunday of Elkhorn was one of those who had their home destroyed.
"Pretty devastating. It was my wife and I's dream home. We're thankful to be alive."
Authorities say early warning systems helped minimize injury and prevent deaths. You're listening to ABC News. A deadly fall for a climber on an Alaskan mountain.
Two roped climbers were going up part of Alaska's Mount Johnson, known as the Escalator, says the National Park Service. It's a 5,000-foot route with steep rock, ice, and snow. Then the climbers fell 1,000 feet. One's dead, another seriously hurt. Other climbers saw it, phoned emergency, and tended to them. Park rescuers reached the pair, dug a snow cave, treated the injured climber through the night, then all choppered out. Happened Thursday, says the Park Service. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Evacuations and highway closures still in effect after a fiery train derailment near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
The fuel a freight train was carrying when it derailed in New Mexico near the Arizona border Friday, igniting. Jolene Lockhart driving on nearby I-40 at the time.
"The fire was so huge. It was just a huge, gigantic ball of flame and black smoke."
Homes in the area evacuated, the interstate closed, and all Amtrak service from Albuquerque to Los Angeles suspended, leaving passengers stranded. Michael Chupko telling KOAT-TV,
"We're stuck here in Albuquerque."
Federal authorities investigating the cause of the derailment. Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Biden speaking to journalists, celebrities, and politicians at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night in D.C. The event, though, came as protesters gathered outside, condemning Biden's handling of the war between Israel and Hamas and the Western news media's coverage of the conflict. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.